I find this incredible. Verse 17 and 18, and look what he says here. In the same way, God desiring even more to show the heirs of the promise us, the unchangeableness of his purpose, what have we just looked at, interposed with an oath, with a pledge, so that by two unchangeable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. You see what he said? He made an oath. He made a pledge. God made an oath, a pledge. He swore that he would do what he said he would do. He didn't have to. The promise of God's word. But then he said, and I swear on myself, I'll do it. He didn't need to make a pledge. He didn't need to make an oath. God made the promise. God made the promise to Abraham. He made the promise to us that if we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll save us. He'll walk with us. He'll shepherd us. He'll care for us. He'll be with us in all that we go. He will always be at work in our life, conforming us to the image of Christ, using us for his glory. It'll all be part of his glory and for ultimately our good. That's God's word. That's a promise. And then he said, and I swear I'll do it. I find that absolutely incredible because he didn't need to swear that he'd do it. He didn't need to make an oath that he'd do it. But he did it for you and me. He said that, I'll make an oath, I'll make a pledge that I'll do it. It's more of a guarantee. The two unchangeable things in the passage are his promise and his purpose, and they're unchangeable. And he said, I pledged on myself that I'll bring them about. That's incredible, isn't it? That all who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved and will be shepherded through this life. Listen to Jesus' words in Matthew 11, 28, 29. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And God said, I swear on it, that's true if you'll do that. Isn't that absolutely amazing? So come to the Lord, walk with the Lord, put the Lord as the anchor of your life. God will give you rest. God will walk you through this life. God will work the things out that he's going to work out. God will use it for his glory. He'll use it for your good. He'll use it to bring people to Christ. He will do the work to conform you to the image of Christ. I promise. On my promise. Dads, we want to anchor to that, don't we? For all of this life and everything in this life? It speaks of God's provision. Look at verse 19 and 20 as we finish this up. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, one which enters within the veil where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, coming the high priest. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ ties the rope to the very throne of God. I put the question down, why in my living would I take the rope and tie it anywhere else? God is wanting us to be encouraged here for us to recognize where our rope is tied to. By the sovereign hand of God, by the work of God, and hang on to the rope. You know, dads, it's apparent to what our life is anchored in. It just is. It just looks a certain way. None of us are perfect. None of us are doing it all. Don't take that from here. But it's clear what we anchor our life in. And we're not running around trying to discern, hey, what's your life anchored in? What we're trying to do as a body of Christ and as a church is to teach and preach and live what it looks like to be tied to God. That's what the church is doing. So we're going to close with this. Look at verse 18. Look at verse 18 with me. This really spoke to my heart as I was studying this. I had a different conclusion, and then I was going through it and working on it. God really just kind of showed me something in his word here, and we want to close with this. Verse 18, right in the middle of the verse. We who have taken refuge. I looked that up and was studying that. I've taken refuge. Have you taken refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you put your faith in the Lord Jesus, trusted in him, taken refuge in his sovereign work, in his work on the cross? Have you surrendered your life to that? We who have taken refuge, who have trusted Christ, our rope is tied to Christ because of God's person, on who he is, why he came, what he did, because of God's purpose. He came, he died to save me, to rescue me. God's pledge, he promised that if I put my faith in him, he would save me all through eternity, walk with me, be my shepherd, because of his provision of Jesus Christ. He is trustworthy to be my anchor. But look at the middle of what he says next. We would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. What that basically says, in other words, dads, we are to have courage to take hold of the rope that God anchored us to him in, and leave no slack. We're to hang on to that rope. And in the midst of anything going on, in the midst of the difficulty of your children or your job or life and whatever that is, and the challenges that you face and the questions that you have and the choices that you make and all of that, we're to have strong courage to hang on tight to our anchor, to not even let a little slack out so we can drift on over here. That's what we want to do as a body of Christ in the church. We want to hang on to Christ. I know you wrote that down when you were writing those things down, and I know as you interacted with that, you're in your heart and mind, you're thinking about, maybe my life doesn't look that way. Maybe it's not really that way. You know, we're not really judging the way it looks. We're not really worried about what it appears to be. What we want to encourage each other on is to hang on to what you're tied to. That's the family of God. That's God's word. That's God's truth. God's at work, and that's what we want to do. So let's be encouraged, admonished, exhorted today. I'm going to have the praise team come up. They're going to lead us in a closing song. Isn't it wonderful to talk about the person of God and really who he is, his mercy, his message, his sovereignty, his omniscience, his all-powerful, his shepherding, his caring of our soul, his uniqueness that he's not like us, that we put our faith and trust in this sovereign, wonderful God. So why don't we stand and we'll sing some praise, a praise song to our Lord and sing our commitment to him, and then we'll close in prayer.
Return. calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.